United States v. Spitzer. Mr. Brindley.
May it please the court, my name is Beau Brindley and I represent defendant appellant Daniel Spitzer. Mr. Spitzer appeals the district court's imposition of a 300-month sentence. At sentencing, Mr. Spitzer made three specific objections to the guideline calculation. He objected to enhancements for sophisticated means, for amount of loss, and for number of victims. At the sentencing hearing, with respect to first, the question of sophisticated means, the district court did not address the issue at all. The district court did not reference the objection. The district court did not provide any explanation for the method by which it would determine to overrule the objection.
I thought the district court had said that he agreed with the pre-sentence report. And the pre-sentence report explained how the guideline had been calculated.
What the district court said that leads up to the quote where he says, I agree with the pre-sentence report, is the district court is talking, I think specifically, or trying to talk about the amount of loss calculation. He talks about not understanding, explicitly said he did not understand the scheme and how it worked. He speculated about two different ways he thought it might work, and then at the very end of that he said, so I agree with the pre-sentence report. The problem is, and what I believe is missing from that analysis here, Judge, is any explanation for why. This is a situation.
Yes. The loss objection, yes, was essentially incoherent. Okay? I mean, I thought the judge was doing Mr. Spitzer a favor by saying, I'll treat this as a 3553A variance argument, but it was essentially incoherent. This case was pretty straightforward. There was an accounting of $105 million in, $71 million out, and the rest was loss.
Your Honor, the sentencing memorandum, I didn't write that sentencing. I was not counsel at the time.
I know you're trying to rescue this, but the presentation really failed to provide coherent arguments on these three points.
And the response that I would give, Your Honor, is if the judge's position was that they were incoherent or that they were frivolous, it's my view that for procedural due process purpose, he needs to say that. I don't think he can say, I'm going to consider this for Section 3553, when in fact it was specifically not objected as an objection under Section 3553. Counsel for Mr. Spitzer at the district court was not asking for, it wasn't one of these situations where we go in and we ask for like a de facto guideline range and say technically it's this, but we think de facto it should really be like this. That's not what this was. They were saying that there was a specific objection to the guideline calculation. And when that happens, I believe procedural due process requires the judge, if he thinks it's incoherent, and my objection is, and our appeal is based on the procedural due process only here. If he thinks it's incoherent, he can say so, Your Honor. And I think he has to. He has to provide what this court has said before, the reliable evidence and methods he's using to calculate the amount of loss or to make a determination
on the
objection.
Easy.
That's where you lose me, because he said, I agree with the pre-sentence report. I don't understand your brief to be saying that the pre-sentence report was wrong, that there is any demonstrable error in calculating the range, and I don't understand your brief to be saying, to be contesting the actual sentence, right? All I read you as contesting is the district judge didn't say enough about how he got to the range when the PSR explained how the range was got to.
The district court, I think in the face of a specific objection, and I'll take the sophisticated means objection as the specific example, I think the district court has to address it at some level.
Well, you've got a lot of case law against you on that one. We'd have to overrule quite a passel of cases.
This court has repeatedly said that informed speculation without the citation of the reliable evidence that's being relied on is insufficient. What I don't think we can lose sight of, Judge, is it's unusual for a district court to preface, I'm going to agree with the pre-sentence report by saying, I don't understand the scheme. He literally said he didn't understand the scheme. And then he gave two speculative thoughts. that were in his mind about how the scheme might work.
What he didn't understand was, in essence, why it wasn't geared to grab more money faster, okay? Because there was some money kept available. And, you know, somebody who's running a Ponzi scheme may well decide not to get too greedy and not overpromise returns, keep enough money available so that you can keep the system going for a while. That's all I understood the district judge to be talking about here. And in terms of sophisticated means, we've got all these different entities, multiple countries. We've got the elaborate financial reports that were provided. We've got the accountants who apparently were willing to give their names to whatever management was telling them. I mean, this was pretty elaborate.
And, Your Honor, the position that he took at the district court, and the record as we have here on appeal doesn't tell us all that much, so I can really evaluate factually how good or bad these arguments are.
Aren't you wasting your time completely? He said he agreed with the pre-sentence report. If we remand, he'll say he agrees with the pre-sentence report.
But, Judge, it's my position that he needs to give us some reason why when our specific objections have been articulated.
I don't understand. If he says he's read the pre-sentence report, then you can come up and say, look, he relied on this pre-sentence report. This pre-sentence report is riddled with significant errors, right? But if all you want him is to say again he agrees with the pre-sentence report,
I think
you're not going to have anything for appeal, right?
I think he needs to say, Your Honor, that I agree with the pre-sentence report and I disagree with you, defendant, because you made a specific objection. Here's why your specific objection is wrong.
Here's the specific objection in sophisticated means. Mr. Spitzer agrees as to the number of funds and the overseas aspect. However, looking to the language of the applicable section, defendant disagrees that the multiple funds or the overseas office was used to hide either assets or transactions, the investors being aware of the overseas investment, and then we get a quotation from the application note.
Yes.
Which just refers to the such as.
Yes.
I mean,
What?
That's not much of an objection.
Listen, Judge, I was not the. I'm left with the record I have. But what I would like to have happen, what I think should have happened, is when a specific objection is made, what the pre-sentence report doesn't do is respond to the objection. So the pre-sentence report doesn't say Spitzer's counsel is wrong for this reason, or it didn't in this circumstance, as far as I understand. And so I think the judge then has to take that role and make that statement. You said this, you're wrong because of that. He could say, you said this, you're wrong because I don't even know what you're talking about, if that's his position. But it's my view that he needs to do that so you have an explicit record saying, why is he saying yes to the pre-sentence report vis-a-vis what was written in the defendant's objection?
Well, you're not challenging the pre-sentencing report.
They were challenging the pre-sentence investigation report at sentencing.
Yes, but you're not. This is why I said to you earlier that I do not understand your brief to be saying that the pre-sentence report is in error. And you didn't disagree with me. I couldn't find that argument.
But the record on appeal is not sufficient here for me to say is the problem on that score.
So
I can't tell you.
So if the pre-sentence report calculates the guideline correctly, and the judge says, I agree with the pre-sentence report, then there's nothing else to do in calculating the guideline range.
Counsel at the district court objected and said it was wrong. I can't make an argument on appeal based on a record that we don't have.
You can't make an argument on appeal. You are wasting your time and our time.
The only thing we can do,
Judge,
is raise the
time. And
the
Justice Department's time.
Raise
it's
the procedural due process
issue. It's a waste of time.
Issue.
Forget it. Do you have anything to say, or can we end this?
Judge,
okay. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, court will be in recess.